As fall approaches, families are starting to shop for school supplies, including notebooks and markers. But increasingly, the work of school is done digitally. From online homework apps to web portals for accessing grades, district superintendents play an important role in deciding what software to buy. And because of that, education technology companies look for ways to get their attention. You're listening to KNKX, and parents in the Kent School District have raised concerns about a company that pays honoraria to superintendents, including the one from Kent, to meet with technology companies and give feedback on their products. As KNKX youth and education reporter Ashley Gross explains, the parents say it creates a conflict of interest for the superintendent to get paid to meet with companies that eventually want to make sales.
Education technology is big business. There are juggernauts like Apple and Microsoft, of course. Then there are also a lot of startups trying to get their products into schools.
Whether you're a superintendent, board member, or other educational leader, there are so many voices coming at you that it can be hard to figure out.
Gaggle is your partner to solve the problems that are happening in your school, whether that's safety, whether that's learning.
To learn how BrightBytes end-to-end data management solutions can turn big data into big benefits for students.
Investors have poured more than $19 billion into education technology startups in the past 5 years. They all want to find a way into school districts.
All right. Next up is our superintendent's report.
This is audio from a February school board meeting in Kent. The superintendent, Calvin Watts, said he had just returned from a gathering with technology companies.
I want to first share that most recently I had the opportunity to serve as a consulting superintendent in Education Research and Development Institute, otherwise known as ERDI.
Education Research and Development Institute is a Chicago-based company. It's for-profit, and it's been around for 3 decades. ERDI is kind of like a go-between. It hosts what it calls institutes in places like Florida and New Orleans. Companies pay ERDI to come to the institutes to show their products to school superintendents and get feedback. ERDI usually covers travel costs for the school officials and pays them an honorarium of about $2,000.
I did receive an honorarium in the amount of $2,250.
Watts said he had taken vacation and furlough days during the conference, but his comment that he had received payment for meeting with the companies raised the ire of some parents and community members. They were already angry because the Kent School District has been in a pretty high-profile budget mess. This is from a Cairo 7 report from last fall.
We're $7 million in debt, and we need toilet paper for our school.
The school district is in the middle of a financial crisis.
It's about
the parents started digging. They found 2 clients of ERDI that the district has bought software from. And in May, they filed a complaint calling for the school board to terminate Watts or appoint a third-party investigator. Among the issues they raised was Watts' participation in ERDI events.
The thing that causes me to have concerns is the fact that money is changing hands.
Abraham Ritter is an attorney who's been advising 27 KSD for Change. That's the community group that lodged the complaint.
ERDI collects money from its constituent vendors, and that money is sent along to the superintendents, which vet those products. At that point, the superintendents receiving that money, they know where that money is coming from. And later, they have those vendor companies, which are members of ERDI, selling them products. They know on what side of the bread the butter is. They know. They've already been paid. It's a pay-to-play program.
ERDI executives declined to do an interview. But in an email, they say the company just provides a forum for school officials to give feedback on new products and that they don't have anything to do with whether school districts later make purchases. And they say Watts didn't sit on any panels at ERDI events with the 2 companies that parents raised concerns about. Watts says he's participated in 5 or 6 ERDI events since 2015 when he took the job in Kent. He says he doesn't agree that there's any conflict of interest. He says he's helping companies refine their products so schools benefit from better technology.
At the core of ERDI is the importance of corporate partners not having to waste money on providing resources to school districts that may not support the needs of the organization, that may not improve educational outcomes for students, that may not support more effective teaching and learning because they've not had a vetting process.
The parents who filed the complaint say they couldn't find any record of Watts having gotten prior approval from the school board. Watts says he did, and school board president Maya Vengadasalam confirmed that. I asked for documentation of the approvals through a public records request 5 weeks ago, but haven't received it yet. But in looking at ERDI, it turns out Watts isn't the only one from the Puget Sound region who's participated. The superintendents of Tacoma and Highline school districts and the chief information officer of Seattle Public Schools have gone as well. Tacoma Superintendent Carla Santorno says she appreciates the chance to talk with other superintendents.
This is a time where I can sit with other people from 30,000, you know, kid districts and talk about what their issues are, what they're doing about solving them. Sometimes we talk about, hey, did you see that social media thing? What do you think? How could you use it?
Santorno says she's donated the honoraria she gets from ERDI, with the bulk going to the Foundation for Tacoma Students. The foundation confirmed that. Santorno, along with Highline Superintendent Susan Enfield and John Krull of Seattle Public Schools, all say they get the proper approvals and don't let their participation in ERDI steer district technology purchases. But here's the thing. In public education, we constantly hear that schools don't have enough money. Kids run laps to raise money for their school's PTA. Teachers collect donations online for classroom supplies. It's fair to say, how are these big-ticket technology decisions getting made? One person who knows this world from the inside is Frank Catalano. He's worked in marketing for education technology companies, including Pearson. He says companies see ERDI as a way to make inroads with potential customers.
It's sort of this subtle nod, nod, wink, wink that can occur over time when the companies say, hey, if I send a salesperson along with my product people, maybe I can make a deal happen somewhere down the road. That's where it gets dicey. That's where you have an appearance of conflict of interest. That actually may be a real conflict of interest, depending on how overt the company handles it.
Catalano says when he was at Pearson, he told his marketing team not to take part in ERDI because of these issues. And he says conflict of interest questions pop up in the news every few years. One high-profile example is former Baltimore County Public Schools Superintendent Dallas Dance.
Dallas Dance, once a rising star in public education circles, is about to become an inmate, set to serve time for lying to the school system he served for 5 years.
Dance is now serving time in prison for perjury, stemming from lying on financial disclosure forms about outside consulting income he got, including payments from ERDI. Frank Catalano says that's an extreme case, but highlights the need for transparency.
If you are taking taxpayer dollars for your full-time job, and you got this consulting arrangement with ERDI or a similar organization because of your taxpayer-funded full-time job, you need to disclose what's going on.
And that's what's been difficult for parents in Kent trying to figure this stuff out. Disclosure requirements differ by district. The Seattle and Tacoma school districts require senior staff to fill out a form listing potential conflicts of interest. Highline and Kent do not. Tomorrow, I'll continue this look at technology and education with a story on a sole source software purchase in the Kent school district that parents say was a waste. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.